Hi, this is Cornerstone calling. We wanted to remind you that we are here to assist you with your situation. We have quite a few options available to you. It's important that we hear from you soon. Our friendly representatives are here to help you Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Friday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. We hope to hear from you soon.
With us also through this morning is Peter Hackens, who had been covering from NBC News Space Center here, and he's down there now with the models that have made it spacecraft. Pete, you want to do a little recap?
Well, I think we've gone over it a number of times. I might point out one or two things, Hugh. It has been mentioned that there was some fault with one or more of the thrusters, that is to say, the yaw thruster or the roll thruster or many or some or all of them. I think we ought to stress that it's really still far too early to pinpoint any kind of trouble.
America's Gemini 8 space team is safe aboard the destroyer Leonard Mason, steaming toward an evening landfall at Okinawa in the Pacific Ocean. Manned pilot Neil Armstrong and his partner on the history-making space flight, David Scott, made an emergency splashdown, as Hughes said, at 10:23 p.m. last night, that's Eastern Standard Time, about 500 miles east of Okinawa. The landing came slightly less than 11 hours after liftoff on what was to have been a three-day mission. It was to have included a walk around the world in space by Scott, but that was scrubbed. The mission had to be cut short before the spacewalk because of trouble in the orbital docking. When the spacecraft linked up with the Agena target, a runaway thruster rocket on the Gemini capsule sent the two vehicles spinning wildly. The command was given to disengage, and an emergency landing was ordered. Shortly after the spacecraft hit the water in the Pacific, the frogmen parachuted from an Air Force transport plane and attached a flotation column. Not long afterward, the destroyer Mason hove alongside.
Thank you.